Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Shit No One Tells You, A Guide to Surviving Your Baby's First Year, Updated Edition, by Dawn Dayas, narrated by Dawn Dayas. To Vivian, who kicked my ass and stole my heart. Hello from the other side. An introduction to my introduction. Many years ago, I decided I wanted to write a book about the first months with my first baby. I had spent the better part of my baby's newborn phase repeatedly lamenting / rage whispering, "Why didn't anyone tell me about all this shit?" I wanted to write a book because I knew I wasn't the only new parent rage whispering themselves into a frenzy. I also knew I could fill roughly 842 pages with the amount of shit no one told me about babies before I was allowed to leave the hospital with one. I finally got around to writing the book when my first child was 18 months old and I was 4 months pregnant with baby number two. My 18-month-old still wasn't a great sleeper. I was juggling, mostly fumbling, work and parenthood, and I was blessed with all-day morning sickness the entire time I was writing this book. This is all to say I was still very much in it when The Shit No One Tells You came to fruition. Honestly, the entire book writing experience feels a bit like a fever dream that somehow ended up in bookstores. In the time between then and now, The Shit No One Tells You has found a sizable audience of new parents who are also very much in it. This book reflects a messy, confusing, overwhelming time in my life, and I think that mess is relatable for the new parents who hear it. The profanity in the title is probably pretty relatable as well. My kids are now 10 and 8 years old, and when I read this book today, it feels rough around the edges and raw in a way that can appear a bit harsh. My description of breastfeeding makes it sound like I was dropped into a combat zone. The obsession with baby bodily functions is more than a little concerning. I speak of sleep as if it's an ex who left me unexpectedly, an ex I'm clearly not over. I'm tempted to do a thorough edit of the text to bring it more in line with the way I feel now that I'm well beyond the overwhelming baby years. But that's not what this book is supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a watered-down version of new parenthood told to you by someone who is in a completely different parenting season. If you are listening to this book, the odds are you are very much in the hurricane season of parenthood. You want to hear about the mess because you are in the mess too. So instead of altering my messy take on parenthood, I decided to add a few features based on the feedback I've heard over the years. A lot of partners have reached out after reading this book and appreciated its candor, so I've littered partner corners throughout the chapters to provide insight and advice for the dads who are drawn in by the word shit in the title. I've also added a chapter for single mamas because they kick a tremendous amount of ass and need to be recognized. I brought the rest of the book up to the present, including more tips I wish I had known, and generally tried to up the information provided without diminishing the complete and utter chaos depicted. But before we get started on the chaos, I want to share with you a little bit of sage advice. I've learned a lot over my years of parenting, but I really only have two things I wish I had known from the beginning. Number one, take videos. This advice isn't really going to make or break your parenting success rate, but it is something that will provide you with such joy when you are no longer in it and have moved into the season of parenting when you are accosting new parents with promises that it all goes by so fast. Without fail, you will take roughly 38,563 pictures of your baby in his or her first year. When you come across those pictures down the road, you will, without fail, ooh and ah over each one. But I'm here to tell you that videos are so much better than photos when it comes to oohing and awing. There's something about videos that perfectly captures the specificity of childhood moments. The indelible sound of their little voices and coos, the way they kick their chubby legs or contour their facial expressions, your exhausted voice in the background chatting with the baby as though you were actually participating in a two-way conversation. Take the videos and get in the videos with them too. Keep the videos on your phone or post them only to yourself on your social media. I promise many an ooh and ah will await you in a few years when you come across them and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?